reporting on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going right to the lines themselves. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Dan of Madison.
Good morning, Matt. You know, I was just thinking about this for a long time now, and I've been thinking about the flaws in both of our political parties. And just go with me here for a minute. I mean, you serve, so you'll know.
Dan, are you on a speaker? Could you, if you're on a speaker, you could get off it. You're breaking up a little bit. I can sort of hear you, but go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, that better? So you served, so you'll know the terms I'm going to use, but for everybody else, I'm going to talk about tactics and strategy. So one of the things that I've noticed, if when we talk about Democrats and Republicans, everything that the Republicans tend to do is always about tactical victories. They always want to look for short-term victories, damn the consequences. It doesn't matter how many problems this causes in the future. It's always about what's the short-term victory I can win right now. And then Democrats, they work with strategy. They look for these long-term solutions to these big, you know, problems. You know, so when we look at the way our country is run, we tend to see, you know, we alternate back and forth like a pendulum between which party is in power. When the Democrats are in power, they start working on a plan that takes, you know, 4, 6, 8, 10 years to actually start seeing success. And the American people get tired of it, and they exit before we can actually have true success. Whereas when Republicans are in charge, they seem to want these short, quick victories and say, we did this, we did that, we did this. We saved you money on taxes by not fixing the roads. We saved you money in taxes by not fixing all these problems. They look for those short-term victories. And I just wish the American people as a whole could actually zoom out on all these problems and look at them from that point of view. Because when you look at what the Republicans are doing, all of these small tactical victories amount to a strategic loss for our country.
Right. That's a pretty profound statement. Let me build on that for everybody listening. And Dan is correctly, I think, pointing out that the Democratic Party, and sometimes people, I think, incorrectly reduce it just to messaging, you know, that kind of thing. But that basically the Democratic Party has a serious policy considerations at heart and looks on it as a strategy long term on how to benefit the country. And the Republicans are hit and run artists, tactical. In other words, you can have a strategy to win the war, but you need tactical ideas to win this battle or that battle. And one of the examples of that is the violent language that Trump uses and some of the others use. Hit and run, you know, it's a hit and run artist. And negative. Now, negative has been proven. I mean, it's been proven in polling and everything else is hugely, hugely impactful. And negative is inconsistent with long-term strategy. I mean, long-term strategy, there's sensible people sitting down deciding, what are we going to do about climate change? What are we going to do about voting rights and so forth? Yeah, but these guys are hit-and-run artists. I'll give you an example. I mean, unfortunately, Biden is a breath of fresh air on this, but Trump is constantly shooting his mouth off, constantly insulting, attacking, and threatening violence, and saying the election was stolen. The Democrats tend to say things like, he was defeated, you know, not beaten. He was defeated, and there's no merit to what he had to say. And it's very, very passive-aggressive. It really is. if Trump were the Democrat, or frankly, if I were the Democrat, the others, I'd say Trump is a windbag. He's got to stop shooting his mouth off. He's on a revenge tour. We don't want more whining, Trump. We don't want anybody. We don't like whiners, Trump. We don't like whiners. Hit him. Now, that's negative, but it also keeps him at bay. And I think we could do a lot better job pointing out, and we do. I mean, you take a look at the polls on voter rights, something like 2/3 of the people, even in Manchin's home state of West Virginia, want that voting rights bill passed. They all want to vote. They want it fair on drop boxes and that's the sort of thing, and absentee ballots. Manchin won't vote to drop the filibuster for just even voting rights. Neither will Sinema. And I got to say, this is a dirty little secret, but there are a couple of other Democratic senators who are pretty pleased with themselves about having lots of power, and they like the filibuster if they ever have to use it. And I'm not sure that Schumer can get 50 votes. He certainly can't get Manchin and Sinema. Now, with 50 votes with Kamala Harris, he could get rid of the filibuster for the one bill, voting rights, for the one bill, Brady Law. And they don't do it. And so we have the long-term strategic solutions, voting rights and the Brady Law. But the short term, you have people in there like Manchin and Sinema, who I think incorrectly think would make them vulnerable in their home states. These things are popular by Brady Bill, 90%. Voting rights, well over two-thirds, even in West Virginia and Arizona. Thanks for calling. We're going back to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, good morning. On that same point, I get frustrated with our voters. You know, I know that a lot of times people, as you mentioned, get frustrated about, like, Democratic messaging. I just get frustrated with the fact that so many voters are just foolish and often willfully just ignorant. And I think that speaking to that kind of long-term, short-term piece, the fact that so many people feel that inflation is the number one priority just really speaks to that. Inflation is not good. But there's no way that inflation is one-tenth as important or significant as voting rights, gerrymandering, climate change. The list goes on and on. If you don't know where your next meal's coming from, I don't blame you for thinking that inflation is the most important issue. But frankly, if you don't know where your next meal is coming from, it's because of that short-term thinking that Republicans too often do that have put us in a place where too many people are there. But inflation is not the most important issue, full stop.
Yeah, thanks, Todd Billy, for calling in. And, you know, on the inflation, the economic thing, just remember this, if you're ever in an argument with a Republican friend, inflation is worldwide right now. It's actually slightly better in the United States than a lot of other places. I mean, in England, they have their highest inflation in 40 years as well. And of course, it's devastating in South America, Asia, and Africa. So when that happens, when there's a fever worldwide among 8 billion people, we are doing our best to contain it here. But remember, it applies to not just the war in Ukraine, COVID, and the supply issues. But I think that Biden's doing a very, very good job with the economy in general. With the lowest unemployment since 1968. Since 1968, lowest unemployment. There are plenty of jobs out there for everybody. There are restaurants in Milwaukee I like to go to where they'll stop serving on a day a week or more, or cut their hours because they don't have staff. They're begging for staff. They're begging for staff. So I think you're exactly right. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, you just hit on a subject. I mean, let's remember the oil companies are gouging us on oil right now, that they're making up for lost money for, you know, during the first part of the pandemic. But rolling back to the firearms thing, that back in 1989, Bill Ruger wrote a letter to Congress, every member of Congress, saying that he never intended for his firearms military-type firearms and magazines to go out to the civilian population. That the same thing for folding stocks. I mean, that make these guns more compact, and firepower has just increased since then. Back in the early 1970s, a book I got from the Outdoor Life Book Club, because I was, 14 or, 16, I guess, at the time, and really interested in hunting and stuff. But they defined assault, they had a definition for assault rifles and defined them more or less as the M16 or the AK-47. But more or less said they're good for military style of target, but then they have no real application in hunting. Well, they've tricked those things out now, so they can claim they have an application hunting, but there's no reason you need a 30-round magazine for duck hunting. You're limited to three extra rounds.
And let me comment on that, because we only got a minute, and I want to comment. It's an excellent point. Think of it this way. I've been in rooms where I've said, who here thinks that the average person should have nuclear weapons on their own? Nobody raises hand. How about chemical weapons? Nobody. How about shoulder-held missile launchers? They can take an apartment near an airport and gun down airliners. Nobody does. How about machine guns? No one. They've been outlawed since the 1930s. And no one cares, frankly, about pistols and hunting rifles. So the question is AR-15 semi-automatics, which function like machine guns, did in the 30s. And they were outlawed in the early 90s. And that was a correct, absolutely correct legislation. Military weapons should not be in civilian hands. As simple as that. We don't let people get missiles or nuclear weapons. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that